Good morning and Happy New Year to everybody. It's exciting to have church on that when New Year's Day falls on Sunday, January 1st, and it's a beautiful, beautiful morning out there. We're glad to be home. Yes, our flight was not without drama, as usually our case is, it seems. We started out on Sunday night out of Sioux Falls and sat in the airplane for 3 hours. Finally, it was 1:30 in the morning before we got to take off, but at least we did, and down to Mesa, the airport, at 3 in the morning, and down to Ann's sister's by 6:30 in the morning. So we went to bed when we got there. Coming home, yeah, our flight yesterday was canceled. So on Thursday, they canceled it, so we flew back on Friday night, which was okay. Our other option was tomorrow, and that doesn't look so good as far as trying to fly into Sioux Falls tomorrow night. But praise the Lord. I know the challenges were many by many people, but it is good to be back. We had a good time. It was beautiful weather down there. So a couple other things before we go on with our worship service. We'll be taking down the Christmas tree in the greens after church today. Christian Ed Committee and any others that would like to help, you are certainly welcome. If you gave a poinsettia in memory of a loved one, you can sure take that home today as well after church and enjoy it. You know, they'll last a long time yet in your house. I think Jennifer will probably be around to help. There should be labels on the back of them or your name so you'd know which one is yours. So you're welcome to do that. Otherwise, you see the offerings Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and I just say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Beautiful offerings for all of those ministries that we gave to. If you have an annual report to put together, please take notice of that and get it turned into the church here by Wednesday the 11th of January for sure. Earlier would be all the better. Otherwise, I'm just going to mention the women's Bible study that will be starting up on January 11th. If you plan to take that in and want a workbook, then you need to sign up for that workbook today so we can get that ordered and ready for you. There's lots of other announcements. You can read those later as you have time. Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we love you with all of our hearts. And all the more exciting today when January 1st falls on Sunday, the Lord's Day. And we can come and gather in and present our lives to you and our bodies to you as living sacrifices to start this new year off, renewing our love for you, our commitment to you, our dedication to you, renewing our lives to you, Lord, on this day, the first day of 2023. So thank you for all that have gathered in. Father, I know there's many of our congregation who are still on their Christmas trips and vacations, visiting families. We pray for them that they come back home safely. We have many visitors here with us, and we ask that you take them home safely. But Father, you are our God. Jesus, you are our King. And we exalt you. For Jesus, you are seated in the highest place of honor at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. So thank you for being with us today, filling this sanctuary with your glory and your power and your majesty. For you are our vision and you are our life. And we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to sing number 562, if you want to stand. Be Thou My Vision. I think that's always a great song for a New Year hymn. He is our life and our guide and in direction of all that we do. 562. Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of my heart, not be all else to me save that thou art. Thou my best thought by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence, my light. Be thou my wisdom, and thou my true word. I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, I thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance, now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. Amen. And that is our prayer and our worship, that he is our vision and our guide in all that we do. Take a moment, greet those around you, please, before you're seated. Good. Good morning. Happy New Year. Good. All right, we will have our sharing of joys and concerns, and those that weren't here, I'm not going to repeat it, but I shared our adventures, and we're just glad to be home. It was beautiful there, and we even got to do 9 holes of golf on Tuesday afternoon at the on the Army base of Fort Huachuca.
It wasn't very pretty. We lost a lot of balls.
It never is very pretty when we golf, but there was a herd of mule deer on the golf course. I tried to hit one of them, but I missed. So anyway, Nathan and I did beat Ann and her sister in best ball, though. Yeah, we still won. 2 points or whatever. Doesn't matter. Okay, on to some other things here. First of all, this prayer's for Willard and Darlene. They, God willing, are hoping to head out this Thursday to Arizona for the remainder of the winter. So we pray for safe travels for them. Marvin Gehring, he was hoping to be here today, but he's had another, just a difficult week. He's in the chemotherapy. He was supposed to have his treatment this last Friday, but that didn't happen. He's got pneumonia going on and some other things, so they'll see how this next Friday comes. But prayers for Marvin through all of this time. Also, Sean and Jamie Kasurik, I want to mention. Jamie's running the projector for us this morning. Sean's grandma, Marlene Lukens, passed away actually on Christmas Day last Sunday, which was her favorite holiday of all the year. Went home to be with the Lord, and they had her funeral this last Thursday over at Scotland. So prayers for them and the family during this time. Also, Larry Zabe, he's in the hospital in Sioux Falls at McKinnon. He's, for the last, I don't know if it's been month or what, having issues with passing a lot of blood off and on, trying to figure it out. They went in and scoped the bladder, I believe on Friday, found a mass in there that they believe is causing the issues. They scraped that out, what they could. They'll do some tests on it and see what those show. So, but hopefully if things go well, he might get to come home today. So prayers for Larry and Marge. That's what I had down. So anything else over here? I don't know if we have any New Year's Day birthdays or not. Okay, how about on this side? Oh, Callie. Oh, Macy Huber's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Macy. How old are you going to be?
Four.
All right. Happy birthday, Macy. That's exciting. Okay. Well, let's bow our heads, please, then. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. It is a beautiful day, and thank you for families that are visiting here. I see several with us probably having Christmases either yesterday or today, and we just thank you for all of them, and again, pray for safe travels on their way home. I pray for those that are out and about coming home. We lift them up and ask that things work out safely. Lord, we do pray for Marvin Gehring. It's just having a difficult time through the chemo treatments, and just pray for his strength to be renewed. We pray that he can take a nourishment that he so desperately needs, as we all do. And Lord, we know there's others listed in the bulletin who are also going through treatments, and we pray over all of them. Father, we want to pray for Willard and Darlene as they head to Arizona, hopefully on Thursday. As Terry takes them, we ask for safe travels there and a blessed winter for them, enjoying some warm temperatures. Just watch over them and give your angels charge to guard and protect them all the way. We lift up Larry and Marge Zabe. Certainly Larry there in the hospital in Sioux Falls. Pray that you just help things to heal up there with his bladder and that whole part of his body, Father. And we thank you for guiding the doctors with whatever lies ahead. You already know, Lord. You are the great physician, and we look to you for your healing throughout Larry's body, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Be with Marge as his caregiver in many, many ways, and thank you for blessing her with strength. We pray, Lord, for Sean and Jamie Kasurik and their family at the passing of his grandma Marlene. How special for her to go home to you on Christmas Day. What a celebration there certainly had to be as she got to spend her first Christmas in heaven, as we call it. Thank you for just comforting them and any other families that have lost loved ones during this time. We pray, Lord, for this is an unspoken, someone that was taken to the ER this morning from our congregation. You know who it is. And I just lift them up to you and pray that things are going okay down there. And again, we ask for your healing touch to this one's body. Give wisdom to the doctors as they run the tests and try to determine what's going on. Father, I thank you for, I know we have some young expectant moms in our congregation and some here this morning, and we just pray over them, Lord. Thank you for the miracle work that you do, knitting those little ones together in the secret place of the womb. Lord, thank you for Psalm 139 as you spoke that out so beautifully through the psalmist, as they are fearfully and wonderfully made. And we thank you for your blessing upon them, whatever remaining months they have in the pregnancy. We pray that all goes well, Lord. Pour out your spirit upon them. Lord, for our troops, we lift them up to you. Travis, we have here and hoping to return this week. We pray that the timing of his flights work out. Logan Schmidt, I know some family are out there with him visiting, and we pray that they can come safely home. But for all of our troops across our nation and around the world, as always, we pray over them and ask your hand of protection upon them. We pray for our nation, Lord, as we start this new year. We continue to thank you for an outpouring of your Spirit upon us. We pray daily for revival across this land, that lives and hearts would be changed and turned towards you the one true living God. Be with the highway workers. Be with those, our farmers who have livestock this week. We know what the forecast is saying. Lord, we know you are sovereign over all. We just ask for your guiding hand through whatever comes. Keep them all safe. Father, we thank you for all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Again, I chose this for the first Sunday of our year. Paul says by this Holy Spirit, therefore I urge you, brothers, sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, for this is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Let's stand and we'll sing the doxology, please. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. And Father, we do praise you. You are so good. Your blessings so incredible. Your blessings that come to us through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And so as we start this new year out, as we're standing here in your presence, we do present our bodies before you as living sacrifices. And not just our bodies, but our spirit and our soul as well. Every part of our being. And we ask that you would fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit of God and give us strength to live for you and to shine brightly for you each and every day. Thank you for these gifts, our tithes, our offerings. We give them to you with great joy. Thank you for multiplying them for the work of your kingdom today and always in Jesus' name. And Father, we confess our faith together before you through the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the one holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. The children want to come, please, for the Kingdom Kids time.
Thank you. Good morning, boys and girls. How are you guys? Did I lose some papers here? Hold on one second. Too many papers here. All right. Well, did you have a fun week? No school. All your toys to play with. Your new toys. Your new games. Did you have fun? Mm-hmm. What was the best part? Somebody just tell me. Over there. What was your best part? What? No school. Okay. I know. No school. Anything else? No. How about, did you know school?
Christmas!
Yeah, that was the best part. Toys, new games. You got lots of stuff? Oh, that's wonderful. You know, God gave us the best gift of all that we celebrated last Sunday. And what was that? Jesus' birthday, right? God sent Jesus to come to this earth, to grow up and to eventually die for us, right? Yes. And you know what, though? Well, I want to ask you, did anybody get any new PlayStation games or any of that over Christmas? Anybody play that? Yeah, some of you do. How about Wii? That's an older one, but that's what we still use. Do you play that?
Yeah.
We do, too. We play that. But you know what? Sometimes what's fun, what you can do with these kind of games is, like, if you are losing, right? You're playing somebody and you're losing, what can you do with these? You can, hit the reset button, right? Have you ever, I better not tell you that. You're going to go home and they're going to be hitting the reset. Oops. Well, you can start over.
Yeah.
You can do that, right? I wish we could do that for golf. There was a few times. Actually, you do have mulligans, right? Yeah. You're only supposed to have one, but, you know, or you kick the ball out, you know. But anyway, you get to restart. Well, that reminds me of today. What is today? It's a new year. What year is it? January is the month, and it's the year 2023. What happened to 2022? It's gone. It's gone, right? It's in the past. We have a new day. And you know what? That's a gift from God. That's another gift from God. Today is a brand new day, and it's a brand new year. Maybe we look back at last year and we think, oh, there's some things that I'd like to do different, or maybe in school I might want to, I didn't do so good things sometimes, or maybe at home I wasn't the best listener, or maybe in sports I didn't really try, or, maybe there's some things in the past, last year, that you aren't, I don't want to do that this year. I don't want to do that this year. I want to do better. So what do? Hit the reset. Today is a gift. It's a new day. We can start off and say, God, I just want to be the best boy and girl you want me to be this year. This is a new year. You live in me, and Holy Spirit, you have a plan for my life. I want you to lead me and guide me. Wouldn't that be awesome if we all say that every day, especially today, because today is our new day? It's our gift. If we ask God to help us, maybe I can pray for that person in school, that other boy or girl, maybe I can pray for my teachers. Wouldn't that be cool if you guys did that? Or maybe, what else could I do? Maybe more this year. You can eat healthier. That's right. We all try to do that, right? We all try on day to day. Eat the best things. Drink more water, right? Yeah. Spiritually, we could ask God every single day. Not ask him for tomorrow, not ask him about yesterday because that's already gone. Ask him for today to help us be the best we can be for him. We could do things like pray. In fact, I have something to help you with. It's a little prayer chart that you could put up in your room to help you remember to pray, okay? We could read our Bibles maybe more. What do you think about that? If you read maybe a little bit last year, read some more this year. How about praising him? How about thanking him? That's one that came to me really this morning is, I want to thank God more for all the things he's given us, all the things he's done for today, because today is a gift. Okay? So we all get a new restart today. Whatever things that we want to do different this year, more this year, let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us, to show us. Okay? And we can do that. And in fact, the songs that we sang this morning were so amazing because in my scripture, Psalm 118, verse 24, it says, this is the day the Lord has made. I will what? Rejoice and be glad. We sang that song. This day, today. All right? Let's try today. Let's pray. Father, we love you so much. We're so grateful for this new start, this new year, this new today, the gift you've given us, another day. Help us all, Father, to keep our eyes on you, to be talking to you all through the day, praying, to be praying for those you put around us, those teachers, those other students, Father. Pray for our siblings. Thank you that we also remember to thank you for all the things you do for us, especially that you live inside of us. Bless these boys and girls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so you can get one of these. and then you can get a paper.
Okay, thank you, Anne. We'll sing number 271, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore You. This is more of a Christmas version of this hymn that you know. 271. Joyful, joyful, we adore you, God of glory, Lord of light. Angels lifting praise before you, sing throughout this holy night. In a manger lies a baby, child of Mary, Son of God. Voices joined in joyful chorus praise you for your gift of love. All your works declare your and joins to sing. Praise resounds as earth rejoices in the birth of Christ the King. Shepherds kneel before the infant, trumpets sound and anthems raise. As with joy our hearts are lifted, join in wonder, love, and praise. Let's bow our heads once more, please. Father, it is with great joy that we come and gather here today. It's with joy that we praise you and thank you for your word, the very living word of God. For we know that the Gospel of John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus, that is you. You, our Lord and our Savior. And so we look into the living word of God, for your word is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, able to divide asunder between soul and spirit and joint and marrow. Your word is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our hearts, and how we need your word to guide us and lead us through every day of our lives. So thank you. And I ask, Father, that you would speak through me by the Holy Spirit of God to those gathered here on this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're going to be in Joshua this morning, chapter 24, verse 1. Verse 1 I'll read, and then I'm going to jump over to verse 14. So let me read verse 1, and then I'll tell you briefly what goes on in those verses that I'm jumping over. Joshua chapter 1, verse 24. Joshua chapter 24, verse 1. Then Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. He summoned the elders, leaders, judges, and officials of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. So in these next verses, just a summary, you can read them later, he's going to recount to the people all that God has done for Israel, going all the way back to Abraham and all the way through their bondage in Egypt, coming out of Egypt across the Red Sea, their time in the wilderness, and then coming across the Jordan River into the Promised Land. He's reminding them of all these things. And then I'm going down to verse 14. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods of your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are now living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought up us and our forefathers up out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we have traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God. Joshua said to the people, "You are not able to serve the Lord. He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you and make an end of you after he has been good to you." But the people said to Joshua, "No, we will serve the Lord." Then Joshua said, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen to serve the Lord." "Yes, we are witnesses," they replied. "Now then," said Joshua, "throw away the foreign gods that are among you and yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." And the people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God and obey him." On that day, Joshua made a covenant for the people. And there at Shechem, he drew up for them decrees and laws. And Joshua recorded these things in the book of the law of God. Then he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak, near the holy place of the Lord. "See," he said to all the people, "this stone will be a witness against us. It has heard all the words the Lord has said to us. It will be a witness against you if you are untrue to your God." Amen. A passage, at least parts of it, probably very familiar to you, especially the last part of that verse 15 there, is one of the most well-known verses of all the Old Testament. And we'll get into that in a little bit. But today we're going to look. See, Joshua is giving a challenge to the people of Israel. And what we're going to find out is this: he knew he was coming to the end of his life. 110 years, the Bible records. That's how long he lived. And what is he asking them? He's asking them to renew their covenant and their commitment to serving God as their Father. They've entered the land of Canaan, which is the promised land. They're all settled in there, so it's important for him to do this. I want to read verses 28 and 29. I stopped right before those. They're not on the screen. But this then Joshua answers to them again. He says, "Joshua sent the people away, each to his own inheritance." Remember the 12 tribes of Israel. They all have their inheritance there. "After these things, Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110. So here's his challenge to the people. Here's God's challenge to us as we start out our new year of 2023. He's asking the same things. Let me read verse 1 once more. "Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel at Shechem." So where's Shechem? Well, glad you asked. It'd be about 60 miles, mostly straight north of Jerusalem, up in the area of what would be called Samaria at that time. And why Shechem? Well, a couple reasons. One, it's more of a central place. You had all those northern tribes. The tribe of Dan was the farthest northern tribe in Israel, as they all had their inheritance. When we were over there, we got to go to that place, that area where the tribe of Dan was. We got to see the ancient city of Dan. Incredible. The gates they've excavated out. They were all buried. They excavated, preserved them. You can see where the wall, original gate of that city was. Inside of it, it's still filled with earth, because if they would take that out, it would all collapse. So there they have, and they've built like a bit large tent over this, and they've rebuilt a lot of the walls of that city. It's amazing to think about. Way back in Genesis, I'd have to look at the chapter and verse again. It's recorded when Abraham passed through the gate of the ancient city of Dan. And there we were. So this Shechem was more of a central place for the 12 tribes to come to. Secondly, this is the place, if you'd go back to Genesis 12, where God first says to Abraham, this is going to be the promised land that I'm going to give to your descendants, this land flowing with milk and honey. And so for those two reasons, he assembles them there. He summoned the elders, the leaders, the judges, and officials of Israel, and they presented themselves before the Lord. So what is his charge to them? What is God's charge to us? Number one, very simple, serve the Lord with all faithfulness. That's verse 14, starting out, verse 14. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. Fearing the Lord, serving the Lord. There are so many times throughout the Old Testament where we see that phrase. Now the fear of the Lord, Proverbs, 2-3 different times for sure. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of anybody? Wisdom, right? That's where it all starts. The fear of the Lord, that's the beginning of our walk with God. If we don't fear him and know that he is God and we honor him in his word, then it just gets all distorted from that point on. There's a verse also in Proverbs that says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. So as you've heard me say more than once over the years, what would be the atheist holiday? April Fool's Day. Because the fool says in his heart, there is no God, right? So anyway, to fear the Lord means to have such a deep respect for him and his word that we desire to please him in all that we do. It comes from within, this inner desire, this inner devotion created in us by the Holy Spirit to honor him, to walk with him. And so in this, men and women, we need to lead our homes in this. We have a very great and heavy responsibility in leading our families. And we're going to see Joshua doing that, leading his family, also trying to lead the nation in their walk before God. And that's a responsibility. Yes, husbands and wives, men and women, we do it together. But where does the main responsibility fall? On us. It falls on us. God intends that. I saw, I had come across here in one of the deals I was reading before we went, and they had, a lot of you know the Norman Rockwell paintings. Remember those? They'd be in the Saturday Evening Post. And there was one that was mentioned in this one commentary I was reading about, and so I looked it up, actually. You can find it. There's mom, and she had about three kids behind her. They're dressed for Sunday school and church, and off they go. And there's dad sitting in the lazy boy, reading the newspaper, still in his pajamas. And that's not how it's supposed to be. He was sort of being humorous with it. But mom, if you're here by yourself with the kids, then God bless you. You need to do that. But dads, it's our responsibility. Serve the Lord with all faithfulness. Secondly, we got to lead by example. So what Joshua is saying in those verse 14 and 15 there, he uses that word serve in one form or another 6 times in 2 verses. 6 times. Anytime we see that in Scripture, you got to know God is trying to get a main point across to us. 6 times he uses that word serve. So this was huge on Joshua's heart to the nation, to the family, his own family. Here we go. I'm going to read those 2 verses. So you count them along with me, okay? Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, we're going to talk about those false gods in a little bit, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are now living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. There's your six times, right there. Every area of our life needs to be surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And in this chapter, again, Joshua is reminding the people all that God has done for them. Verse 13, which I didn't read, it wasn't up there. Listen to this. He's saying, so I gave you a land, this is God speaking now, I gave you a land on which you did not toil. This is the promised land. I gave you cities that you did not build, and you live in them, and you eat from vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. In other words, you are blessed. Blessed, he's trying to get these people, and it's God's blessing on it all. Joshua's concern, his big concern for the people of Israel, because he knew his death was coming very soon, was that they would turn back away from God and start serving these false gods. I would bring it up to today, that would be any pastor's concern for their congregation. And as we left Cameron, that was our big concern there. We felt we had things lined up and a Navajo pastor coming in and two to assist that were missionaries there with us, and things didn't go good. Not good at all. We still talk to people right before Christmas, actually. One of the young guys that he'd be right at Nathan's age, so he grew up there, little Navajo guy, when I first came as a single guy. Let me join in two stories together, I guess. He passed away, 42 years old. Yeah. Cirrhosis of the liver was a big part of the issue. Sad, because such a neat guy during our years there, and he was a teenager when we left. But as we talk to some of these families, I always ask, how's the church doing? Well, I hate to tell you, but there's just a handful of people there anymore, hardly anybody coming. Oh, that makes our hearts sad, very sad. It wasn't a big building, but we probably had 75, 80 regular there during our years. So, but this little guy, I just have to tell you this, him and his littler brother, a year or so under, when I first got out there, I was living in Tuba City with the pastor and his family. Church was a half hour away, Cameron. And I'd go down there during the week, just trying to get to know people, trying to clean out the church. The building was a mess. And so I'm working in there, and one day I hear this little, real light on the front door. I'm stopped. I'm like, whoa, whoa. Then I hear, here's these two little guys, Bo and Ryan, maybe, I don't know, 5 and 4 years old, if that. What are you doing here? You know, here's this white guy out there. That draws a lot of attention. What are you doing here? Oh, I'm helping at this church. What's your name? Well, Mike, what's your name? Oh, Bo and Ryan. Okay, where do you live? We live right there, this house just right east. And can we come in? Yes, come in. You know, they were my first two little buddies out there. Ann wasn't even a part of the picture at this point. And so every time I came, but if they weren't in school, they were there. And they'd bring their friends and more friends and more friends. And so it went, you know. It was so sort of sad to hear that that he passed away. But this was Joshua with Israel. He knew the tendencies of the flesh that we all have. He knew their tendencies of their history to fall back away from God and start going back to these false gods that were all around them. And so he's telling them, challenging them in this. Verse 31 of chapter 24, I didn't read this one. Listen to this, though. Two verses I'm going to give you. Israel served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and of the elders who outlived him. Listen to this part, please. Who had experienced everything the Lord had done for Israel. Every generation has got to come to know the Lord for themselves. It's got to be fresh in our youth, in our middle-aged, in the elderly. It's got to be fresh. The commitment has got to be there for every generation. Otherwise, things just start falling apart. Because if we'd go to Judges, which is the book right after Joshua, chapter 2, the opening statements of this, and I've read this a time or two before, these, and I've probably said this, these are some of the saddest verses to me in Scripture, because it says this, after that whole generation, meaning Joshua and those elders who outlived him, after that whole generation had been gathered to their fathers, they died, right? Another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord, nor what he had done for Israel. Then all the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and they served the Baals, that's the false gods. Exactly what Joshua's concern was for his people happened. The false gods, I said I was going to mention a little bit about this. So three times, at least in those verses, he's telling them, choose, who are you going to serve? You're going to serve the gods of your fathers beyond the river? So you might think, oh, is that the Jordan River? Because that's where they just came across. No, that river is the Euphrates River, going all the way back to Abraham when God called him, and he was living in the land that's called Ur of the Chaldeans, and God told him, you need to leave your family, your father, that family, take your own family, and come and serve me. So he sort of follows, I'm not going into all that because I don't have time, That's the river, the Euphrates River. So who were those gods? You have it in your outline there. Mainly, they were serving the moon god and the sun god, false gods. He says, or do you want to serve the gods of the Egyptians? Well, that they also served gods, the false gods of the sun, the rain, the darkness. That's your blank if you're filling in natural disasters. Pharaoh himself they worshipped as a god. We could go through think of the 10 plagues of Egypt. That was all judgment against all the false gods that they worshipped. Okay? Or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are now living. You know who those main gods were? The gods of fertility and sexual pleasure. If we don't ever see that now where we are living in our nation, it is absolute craziness what we see going on right there, what they are dealing with at that time. Anything goes, and everything beyond what we could even imagine. He's saying, make your choice. Number three, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. Right? Make your choice. First, serve the Lord with all faithfulness. Secondly, got to lead by example. That's what he was doing. Third, we will serve the Lord. Chapter 24, verse 15. You might even have this on a plaque or a painting in your own home. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. What a statement. Inspired by God, out of a great spiritual leader at that time, that we all live. We to do everything in our power as we're raising our children to see that they serve the Lord. Yeah, once they come into their adult lives, they got to make that decision on their own. We all know that. And we still pray for them wherever they're at. But in this, what this statement here and the verses following that Joshua said, first of all, this is a public choice, he's telling them. It's a public choice. But he's saying, in so many words, okay, I can't control what the rest of you are doing as far as the nation of Israel. And I can't control what everybody in this congregation does. Be nice if I could, but I can't. Because that's not how God made it. It's not how God made us. He wants us to serve him freely, wholeheartedly, from our own hearts. I don't care. Well, you did care. I can't control what the rest of Israel, what you are going to do. But we are going to serve the Lord. As the leader of this nation, my family, we are going to serve the Lord. Wow. Could we have a leader, a president? And I realize it's far beyond politics what God is doing in our nation. But how amazing would that be to have a president stand and say, as far as my family, we are going to serve the Lord, and that is how I am going to lead this land. Of course, yes, Israel, it was a theocracy. Theo meaning God. God rules. We live and supposed to be living in a democracy, right, where the people rule, which is okay as long as God is at the forefront and the center. The founding fathers and their writings, you see that. If you read their writings, you see this will work as long as we have a people who are serving the Lord. And so we've gone so astray and we see our troubles. But individually, our families and where we work, we come to those choices. Maybe in your jobs, you see things happening that are not right, wherever they might be, and you have to come to the point, this is not right, what's happening here in this workplace, but and I'm not going with it, but I'm telling you what, I'm going to try my best to serve the Lord and honor him. I'm not perfect, none of us are. But we are going to serve the Lord. So it was a public choice. He's saying this to the nation. It was also a personal choice. But as for me, he said, and it comes down, I sort of got into that. You have to choose. You have to make it a choice. I'm going to serve the Lord. When you're growing up, young people, kids, some of you getting ready to go off to college, you know what? Daniel and his friends, when they got hauled off into captivity in Babylon, they knew they were going to a very pagan country. And there they go. And him and his friends, very smart young men, selected to be trained in all the ways, the religion, the language, the customs of the Babylonians. And right off the bat, the king orders for them to be fed with the best food off of his table, which was not kosher food according to the Old Testament law. They had a choice right off the bat to make. And you know what? There's a verse in Daniel that says, but Daniel had resolved himself. He had resolved not to defile himself with the king's food. What is that saying? He made that choice. I'm sure when he realized they were being carried off into captivity, he and his friends made that choice amongst themselves, that decision. All right, we're going, but we are going to honor our God and our Father when we are there. And they did, and God blessed them for it. What am I saying back to going off to college and those things? Doesn't have to be a party-hardy time. Doesn't have to be. You make your choice before you go that you're going to do your best to honor and serve the Lord while you are there. And I could go into examples when I was at SDSU. I'm not going to, though, here now. Letter C, it was a bold declaration. But as for me and my house, he was declaring it. As the God-appointed leader of his family, we are going to serve the Lord. And he did. Three times in these following verses, he's challenging them, the people. The first time, verse 16, they're answering there, oh, far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. We too, we're going to serve the Lord because he's our God. Verse 19, he's pretty hard on them. You know, look at what he says. You might think, that's not very nice. No, he was going to make sure he meant business with them. What is the answer? They said, we're going to serve the Lord. He says, you're not able to serve him. No, not able to do it. They're probably like, what? He's a holy God. He's a jealous God. He's not going to forgive your rebellion and your sins. He's just laying it out. I mean, he's meaning business with these people. If you forsake the Lord and serve these foreign gods, he's going to turn away from you, bring disaster on you, make an end of you after he has been good to you. And we know the end of that story way down the line. Unfortunately, it was. Second time, verse 21, they say again, no, we're going to serve the Lord. Then he challenges me again. Your witness is against yourselves that you've chosen to serve the Lord. They say, yes, we are witnesses. Third time, he says them. Now then, throw away the foreign gods that are among you. See, they had brought this stuff in, and he knew it. Get rid of the foreign gods and idols. Yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of your fathers. So we close out here today. Just, you know, I would think every one of us would probably think, well, I don't have some statue of Buddha or this false god or that false god in my house. You know, I don't have any idols in my house, but we know there's all kinds of other idols that can be in our lives, things that come first before God. Whatever that might be is an idol. And so as we're finishing here, just search your heart. If there's something, we're starting out this new year, maybe the Holy Spirit's pricking your heart, your mind. Yeah, I could see where that could be an idol or that. Then give it to the Lord. Leave it here. The last time they answer, we will serve the Lord God and obey him. So he draws up that covenant with them. Three times. Remind me of Jesus and Peter after the cross, right? Peter, do you love me? You know I love you, Lord. Then feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me more than these? You know I love you, Lord. Then feed my sheep. I didn't re-look this up, so I don't know which time sheep and lambs, sorry. Third time, Peter, do you love me more than these? Peter's like, you know I love you. And then Jesus answers again. On this day, let's renew our covenant with God as our Father, Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. January 1, you got it in your outline, fill in the blank, 2023. I have a prayer, Jamie, if you want to put that on there, please, a prayer of consecration. And this, if you're able, well, let's stand and we're going to pray this. It's for our church, too. We're going to pray this together, okay, as a prayer of consecration. Join me, please. Heavenly Father, as the congregation of Salem Reformed Church, we come before you this day through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we have listened to your word today, we hear you giving us the same challenge that you presented to the children of Israel so many years ago. Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Heavenly Father, with everything within us, it is our desire to serve you and to consecrate our lives to you. We desire as a congregation to carefully follow the leading of your Spirit throughout this new year of 2023. This is our response to the challenge that you have set before us. Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It has been you, the Lord our God, who has rescued us from the bondage of sin and performed great signs and wonders before our eyes. You are the one who has protected us and watched over us every day of our lives. Therefore, we boldly say, we too will serve you, Lord, because you alone are our God and Father. Yes, we will serve the Lord. Heavenly Father, we now glorify and magnify your holy name. You are God Most High, the Creator of heaven and earth. Your name is great, and greatly to be praised. We give unto you blessing and honor, glory and power, praise and adoration, To you alone be all of the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. And we'll sing our closing hymn, if you're able to stay standing. 596, I Surrender All. Oh, to Jesus I surrender all, to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all to Jesus, I surrender humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, make me Savior wholly Thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit, truly know that Thou art mine. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power. Let Thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Amen. Please receive the benediction. And now unto Him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Cindy, for the beautiful music. Happy New Year to everyone. Christian Ed, again, and anyone that wants to help will take down the tree.